Hello, welcome to VSchool again. We are on chapter 5. In the first chapter, we covered evolution. Then we saw what is a financial service. Next, we saw what are the different types of financial service. In chapter number 4, we saw how to market financial services. This chapter is very important from an organization point of view, because chapter 5 is going to focus on organizational structure, specifically for marketing of financial services. And when we talk about structure, we will see different types of structure that is based on the type of business, based on the type of customers the marketers are going to provide financial services. So what are the objectives of this chapter? We have twin objectives. Number one, to understand the organization structure. And number two, that is required for marketing financial services. So friends, let's see, what do we mean by organization structure? When we talk in terms of financial service provider, we can easily give examples of banks, financial institution, as well as non-banking finance companies. And these are located at different locations across the country. Organization structure speaks about various roles assigned to the key market service provider. Because within the same marketing team, different marketers can have different role to play. And when they are required to play different role, their role has to align with the structure, with the overall structure of the organization. And hence, knowing an organization structure is very important for being efficient as well as effective in delivering financial services. A structure clearly defines the reporting relationships as to who will be actually designing a marketing plan and who all are required to follow the marketing plan. Everyone cannot make a decision. More specifically about the type of product, about the amendments required for the product, about the pricing for the product, about the marketing strategy for the product. So all this decision-making authority are clearly defined in the organization structure. So not only the reporting relationship, not only the decision-making authority, but it also establishes the physical location of employees from various departments. So there is no hard and fast rule as to every organization should be having the same organization structure. It purely depends, as we seen in chapter number 3, various types of models based on the vision, the mission, the objectives and the goals of the organization. So this structure will be very much converging on the vision, mission, goals and objectives of the organization. So friends, the first step in designing a new organization structure is to identify the core functions, because it is very essential to know what the organization has and how it is going to deliver. So these are the core functions that forms the basis of designing any organization structure, and based on this core function, there has to be a strategy as to how to deliver the products and services. Each of the core function should be clearly placed location wise so that the salesperson down the line are very clear as to what type of activity, what type of action points they are supposed to implement, which will be based on the overall marketing plan. Now let us see what are the marketing organization comprises of. A marketing organization is composed of group of individuals who are striving jointly to reach qualitative as well as quantitative objectives. Because any goal cannot be complete with a hybrid involvement of both qualitative and quantitative objectives. What do you mean by qualitative? What do you mean by quantitative objectives? Qualitative obviously means to satisfy the customer with what he needs, what he wants. And this satisfaction has to reach up to the delight of the customer. So if you are just stuck in the satisfaction, your competitors will overtake you. And hence, the basic objective is not just satisfaction, but have the higher grades of delight for the customer. Organization cannot survive without quantitative objectives. So the bottom line also has to increase, not by exploiting the customer, but by getting value for what you provide. So friends, qualitative and quantitative objectives are important part of whatever decision making you take for the growth and development of marketing organization. And this main activity of deciding what would be the qualitative and quantitative objectives is decided by a group of individuals. So these individual members cooperate to establish a better structure of human relationships. There brings the value, there brings the class, there brings the satisfaction. And these organizations create a marketing plan which is executed by the combined sales plan. So you just can't design a marketing plan by sitting at the hierarchy at the top of the pyramid and leave it to the salesperson who are at the field level. So that won't work unless there is a beautiful molding of a sales plan with a marketing plan. So organization structure has to consider the merger or amalgamation of both the marketing plan as well as the sales plan. Now let us understand what is a design. What is an organization design? Just like an organization structure helps the CMO. CMO is the chief marketing officer to align the marketing efforts with the organization's vision and mission. The organization design of a marketing and or sales organization depends upon the nature of products and services, the size of the enterprise, the size of the market, the customs and traditions used in the past to cater to the market. And there can be so many different factors. When we talk about nature of products and service, the design can vary based on whether the serving is on the cyberspace or in your showrooms. The size of the enterprise, how big your organization is, does it have branches across the country? Then the design would vary because the standardization is required across the delivery channels across the country. What is the size of the market? Size of the market, is it a big market? Then you have to ensure that the same product, the same marketing collaterals reach every market, every nook and corner of the market. The customs and traditions, this is very important. You have to care for your customer. You cannot just implement your own marketing plan without considering the customs and traditions. And whatever traditional and the modern ways of delivering, like when we talk about modern, the digital marketing comes to the fore, especially post the corona pandemic. The serving of organizations, the serving by the organizations have changed. Organizations are letting their people to work from home. The laptops which were once in the offices are plugged into the residential premises. The timings which were the fixed, now the marketers have flexible timings to work. What matters is delivery. And the need of the hour, especially during the post-corona pandemic, the marketing designs has to be based on realities. The modern marketing organization, if we have to give a structure, a model structure, it will have a chief marketing officer at the top. No doubt this chief marketing officer will be reporting to a chief executive officer who will be overall responsible for the organization. The CMO can be called by different names based on the types of organization's policies. The CMO may be called as a chief general manager. He may also be called as a president. He may be also called as a chief director, and so on and so forth. The key marketing person is controlling the internal and external activities. And please note, when we talk about internal and external activities, these are largely marketing activities. Because when we are going to talk about the selling activities, we will see another person who will be on the top to control the selling activities, because selling is done at the field level. So now, right now, we are focusing on the marketing activities. So the marketing activities are controlled both internally and externally by the chief marketing officer, and he provides a summary of entire activities to the chief executive officer. And this is how the CEO knows how well his organization is going. The CMO is in charge of more than the field sales force. There has to be a coordination between the salesperson and the marketing person. The general marketing research, the market segmentation, positioning, the marketing plan, and advertising, these are the main organs of a marketing division. Even though each segment of this marketing division require specialists, all these are finally reporting to the CMO. However, most of the field work, like the sales planning, the distributor relations, the sales analysis, the sales training, which requires hardcore selling at a field level to the customer, they are under the control of another important person who can be called as General Manager Sales. The General Manager Sales is supported by Regional Manager, Sales, District Manager, as well as a Branch Manager. So the Branch Manager is the real place where face-to-face selling happens. However, based on a group-wise basis, the District Manager controls the Branch Manager, and in turn, the District Manager is controlled by Regional Manager, and finally the Regional Manager reports to the General Manager Sales. The selling activities includes sales promotions, sales advertising, sales training, as well as sales analysis. All these are important segments of the sales department, and with special attention on the sales profit, because we have seen in the previous chapter the vision, mission, the goals and the objectives also have a sales budget. And the sales budget is tracked on a day-to-day basis, based on which you come to know whether the organization is under control, it is making the desired profits, whether it is having a control on the expenses, etc., etc. The sales managers take support from the marketing research, product development, as well as the advertising arms of the marketing department to make the business more profitable. Because sales people become functional when they deliver, but people have to come to them, the prospects have to come to them, only then they can make them the customer. And hence, to target the right segment of the market, they require the support of the marketing research. They require the support of the product development, because competitors may be having different products and you may be lacking in some factors. The customer, when they are getting, trying, the salesperson is trying to convince them, may bring out some feature which can make the product more attractive. So here the support from the product development is important. And finally, to reach out to the masses, advertising, whether it is print media or it is social media, is essential. And this support from marketing department is of tremendous help to the salesperson to enhance the growth of the business. This kind of organization helps to achieve specialization at different functional levels. Intra-department rivalry, confusion of reporting to the marketing and sales head, and non-cooperation may be a part and parcel of this type of organization. But marketers know how to tackle with it. Conflicts, confusions, rivalry, all are the part of the game, and they overcome it Only then the organization can be successful. The organization design can vary on the basis of establishing the flow of communication and responsibility of the sales force to serve the customers effectively. Because communication is very important, delivery is very important. And based on that, the organization design can vary. Let us see more details about this. Some organization may have an inverted pyramid, wherein the front office staff are the main focal point to serve the customer. This front office staff is guided by the immediate supervisors, and these in turn are guided by the district managers, regional managers, and even the general managers. So the bottom up or the top to bottom, both type of designs can be seen in different types of organization based on the need of the products to be sold, based on the type of the customers that needs to be delivered. Now let us see the first classification based on the geographical specialization. So what do you mean by organization designed by geographical specialization? A geographical organization structure defines the reporting and the functional system across multiple locations. Especially in our country like India, we have more than 20 states as well as different union territories. So we need to classify or segregate this entire market into different regions. We need to have a head for each region, and we also need to have a national head for the entire region. So when we talk about a geographic organization structure, it defines the reporting and functional system across multiple locations. In this type of structure, the national sales manager is in charge of all the territories which are defined or divided into different zones, say East Zone, West Zone, North Zone, South Zone. It can be classified into different ways. It's not necessary that it has to be East, West, North, and South. That purely depends upon the design that has been accepted by the organization. So each division will have a divisional manager who will be supported by the branch head as well as the salesperson. This type of structure allows an organization's offices to operate individually, but they have to adhere to the company's policies and values. So freedom is there based on the traditions as well as customs, but largely they have to adhere to the company's policies as well as values. Many organizations may experience more or less business opportunities in different places. Focusing all functions on one geographical area allows alteration of product attributes to suit to the local taste. Because as we see, the focal point is the customer. You cannot have a product which might not fulfill the requirements of a customer, and this preferences of the customer may vary from region to region. And this geographical design helps the organization to alter its products that suits the local taste. The alteration of workplace policies can also happen to fit the local workers, especially when we talk in terms of the rural areas where the market timings are different. It can be weekly. The way of approaching the customers may be different because the villages are at remote places. There, the policies of workplace, especially for the marketers, has to be designed which suits the workplace. Marketing can be tailored to specific market. As I said, some villages may have weekly markets. If you come in the metros and the malls, the weekend market can be very attractive. The sales practices can stay within the culturally accepted boundaries, and pricing schemes has to fit the local trends. So all these factors has to be minutely observed and designed to suit the organization design based on geographies. In this kind of design, the salesperson has to visit all the current and potential customers in a given geographic territory. He has to maintain that rapport with one-to-one meetings, noting down the likes and dislikes of every prospects he meets, every customers he meets. That is the real research he does about the market, which can be conveyed to the product managers. The travel times are limited and the sales force remains close to the customer. The travel times are limited because a customer at a time cannot reach everyone. He has to manage his time so that he can reach the target market, the target customers. However, the best advantage of this type of design is the sales force always remains close to the customer. The quality of service is better and the conflict is minimum. In fact, the salesperson becomes a part of the family if he establishes a very good rapport. And that's the reason the service quality is always better and conflict is minimum. The contents of the job, the qualification and experience required has to be clearly defined for such sales managers. Customers can feel more at ease when speaking with local representatives. As I said earlier, the rapport is such that the salesperson makes them believe is a part of the family, and hence customers go out of the way to open up their heart to give the valuable information about the products. And this can be a very, very important input for the organization to design as well as deliver the products. You need to understand the customer's language and the idiomatic expressions. That requires the skill, and hence the marketer has to keep his eyes wide open and hear, not and listen, not just hear, to every words of the customer, every expression of the customer. Apart from the organizational advantages by geography, you also have operational advantages in an organization structure classified on the basis of geographies, because it offers different strategic advantages. One of the best operational advantage in an organization structure by geographic design is the performance of individual markets. The performance by the work groups can be easily tracked as well as simplified. So any hurdles, any problems faced by the workforce can be easily monitored and a quick fix can be arranged in such cases. The metrics such as revenues, profits, margins, cost, as well as performance improvement can be tagged to a specific region, and a fine cut surgery can be applied on it so that the best comes out of the region. The basic drawback, however, in this type of design is the salesperson chooses to concentrate on products and customers that are easy targets. So the real effort of selling the entire bouquet of services might not be there. Now, how do we classify an organization design based on a product? Just like a geography can have different locations, we can have different types of products, like technology products, for example, your debit cards, your credit cards, your internet banking products and services. On the other side, we can have parabanking products. Parabanking means products other than the core products of banking, which are accepting deposits or lending money. So besides accepting deposits and lending money, we can also have parabanking products like the mutual funds, the insurance, the portfolio management, which requires an expert knowledge for maximizing the capital of the customer at minimal risk. And here comes the importance of a product manager. So when we talk about organization design by product, we are going to focus on what type of products are being served by the organization. Organizations specialize their sales force according to the product line. So if it is a techno product, you require the salesperson having some expertise in technology, especially the platforms that are used by the organization for delivering the techno products. When it comes to parabanking products like mutual funds, insurance, they require a sales team which have domain knowledge of the respective products. In fact, some of the products like mutual funds and insurance also requires certification. So unless you have a certification, you cannot be an advisor. Each product has a product manager who is supported by a sales manager, a training manager, as well as a promotion manager. Because all these trio are important. A sales manager requires a training manager. A training manager will train not only the new recruits, but the existing sales force as to what are the main USPs about their product and how it can be marketed to the target market. Next, we also require a promotion specialist. Promotion here, once again, it can be the traditional channel or it can be the social media channel. So whichever suits that market that needs to be used for the promotion of the product. So just like a geographic location had certain requirements, we also have specific requirements in an organization design on the basis of product. This type of organization works out expensive because you require specialized sales force. The satisfaction level of the customer obviously is the highest because the design and delivery is done by a specialist. Customer receives maximum attention either personally or through automated channel. So a best use of both traditional as well as the modern channel is made by the specialist to get the customer delight. In this kind of organization design, we had different aspects of product. In geographies, we had location aspect. Now we come to another aspect of organization design, which is design by customer. So here the customer will be the focal point. In this kind of organization design by the customer, the line authority in sales department is divided on the basis of type of customers. Because when we talk about customer, it can be a young customer, it can be a mid-age customer, it can be a senior person, it can be an elderly person. So based on the type, once again, he can be a salaried person, he can be a self-employed person, he can be an SME, it can be a large corporate. So we have different layers of our customer, and based on the type of customer, the organization design has to be crafted for individuals, for channels, or even for industries. Organizations with focus on relationship-based selling of financial services are best examples of customer-based sales organization. Because whenever we have a customer, you cannot always sell. You have to build relationship, then automatically the value is seen by the customer and he doesn't mind to buy out your product. So relationship-based selling is very important factor in designing an organization structure which is based on the customer. Let us see some more details about organization designed by customer. This customer-based sales organization focuses on unique problems, unique pain points, and the needs of the customer. And once these pain points, the problems are identified by the marketer, it becomes very easy for designing the solution. He uses all strategies to consistently satisfy the customer. The use of customer satisfaction is topmost in such type of design. The use of customer specialization in sales organization structure has increased in the recent years. Because of the urbanization, because of the globalization, different types of customer segments are identified for serving. And when it comes to financial services, the ultimate aspect in the service is wealth management at minimal risk. So wealth management at minimal risk can best be done by having a very good relationship, understanding his financial goals, understanding his estate management. And all this can be done not only for him, but for his entire family with proper strategies, with proper theories at minimal risk. However, there can be mistakes in spite of an excellent study. So what are the common mistakes or classic mistakes that can be happening in an organization structure? The first and the most common mistake that can happen is, in spite of knowing all these theories and the models that we see across the globe, the structure may not be aligned with the strategy and the roles to be performed. At the beginning of the chapter, we see the core function is a starting point. And if these functions are not aligned with the strategy and roles to be performed, then the organization structure cannot perform. The second classic mistake that can happen is the lack of coordination between the marketing and the operations. Because marketers cannot just design a marketing plan. It has to be operational at the field level. If there are flaws in designing, then the operation people cannot take it forward. And hence there can be a confusion. There can be a halt in the growth of the sales of the products and services. So wise financial service providers should not make this classic mistakes in designing their organization structure. Yet another mistake that is commonly seen is not balancing the need for autonomy versus need for control. Some organizations will simply allow everyone to do everything, while on the other side, every sort of restrictions can be implemented. It has to be a mix up. You have to give right autonomy, you have to have right control. You cannot have only and only autonomy, you cannot have only and only control. Autonomy and control are always at conflict. Functions like sales require autonomy. But if the control element is missing, then the whole business can be at risk. So this mistake of not wisely using the autonomy and control should not be done in a good organization structure. Thank you.